Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Said it wouldn't happen anywhere else in Texas but Lubbock.
No, I didn't say that. I said I know it wouldn't happen at A&M.
I realize you're an Aggie, and that's okay, and I'm a Red Raider, and that's okay. But saying it wouldn't happen anywhere else in Texas, which we said Waco.
I didn't say that. I did not say that. I said it wouldn't happen at A&M or Texas. I didn't say it wouldn't happen anywhere else in Texas.
You said it wouldn't happen anywhere else in Texas.
I did not say that. I did not say that. I did not say that. Okay?
I'll let that be a difference of opinion.
It's not an opinion.
That's funny.
Former NFL cornerback Stanford Rout in the building for his weekly visit. Stan, we haven't gotten to preview one like this in a while. 4 days away, Watson versus Mahomes, Bill O'Brien versus Andy Reid. Andy Reid looking for his 200th win. We've talked a little bit about the relationship between coach and quarterback and how it was immediately believed, we actually played the audio, that Mahomes, Andy Reid was perfect for Mahomes. But with Bill O'Brien and Deshaun Watson, you know, a lot of people said Bill O'Brien's going to have to lose some of the stubbornness. He's going to have to change his ways. He might make it too hard for Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson's going to have to overcome him. Don't know if that narrative has changed too much, but what I want to ask you is when it comes to the actual talent of the quarterbacks, how far is the gap between Pat Mahomes and Deshaun Watson?
Oh, man, that's a tough one because that has multiple layers to it. Mainly because
lay it out for me.
Mainly because they both have extreme, exquisite talents mm-hmm. in their own right. Obviously, we know that Pat Mahomes has a cannon for an arm. Dude can throw like 100 yards if he wants to.
Sure.
I saw the video of him actually throwing a ball over the stadium or mm-hmm. over the scoreboard and it hitting like outside of the stadium a couple days ago.
Saw Jamarcus Russell do that too, though.
Mm-hmm. And so I think that with Deshaun Watson, he's somebody that can elude the pass rush almost like a magician, somebody that can extend plays. And obviously, he's very accurate as well. He has a laser for an arm. I think that it is somewhat of a gap when it comes to the arm strength
right.
of Pat Mahomes to a Deshaun Watson. Where I think that he closes some of that gap is his ability to be able to elude the pass rush, manipulate the pocket, still get out, extend plays on the run, mm-hmm. and be able to hit his receivers open targets accurately, putting the ball where it needs to be. That way they can go ahead and still make run after the catch and things like that. So it's kind of hard to just go ahead and measure them player for player, yeah. pound for pound, because I think that what they both do well is what sets them apart. And I think you got to look at them almost kind of like a 1A, 1B, not necessarily saying, okay, you know what, is this red versus blue or is this something like that? You can't look at it myopically in that type of vacuum because they're two different types of quarterbacks.
The one thing that we were talking about, I mean, in terms of the right coach to fit your game, clearly Andy Reid for Mahomes was the right coach for his game.
Yes.
Allowed him, not only allowed him, but encouraged him if necessary to be a little unorthodox with his passing motion, a little unorthodox with looking one way and throwing the other. Not being someone else, be only yourself.
Oh,
and, the question was Bill O'Brien capable of doing that?
For Pat Mahomes?
For Deshaun Watson, of doing the same thing, allowing himself to let go of the reins of the offense, allow Deshaun Watson to control more of the offense. And I say we're actually seeing him finally, after 2.5 years, we saw it Sunday. Let Deshaun Watson call a little more. Well, he's a little skeptical.
I mean,
or at least make more reads and adjustments on the field. I'm not saying Bill O'Brien is wrapping up the playbook and sticking it in his back pocket. I'm saying I think he's giving him a little more rope.
Man.
You don't think so?
Man.
And I say this because is Bill O'Brien capable of doing that? Basically, let's just go ahead and call it what it is.
I don't know if he's capable as much as anyone.
Bill O'Brien needs to be less of a control freak.
Of course.
We can go ahead and say take the reins off, you know, the shackles off. He needs to be less of a control freak. Let's go ahead and just call it
the I got it guy. He's the I got it guy.
Now, as far as Bill O'Brien, can he do it? Yes, he's capable of doing it. Will he do it? That's a whole nother story. Now, we look at the game on Sunday. Deshaun Watson over 400 passing yards. He had 5 touchdowns total, 4 passing touchdowns. He had 5 incompletions the entire game. The Atlanta Falcons, they clearly were seeing him ghost from 2016 against Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. Now, as great as he played in this game, I believe he was the first quarterback in the Super Bowl era to throw for 400 yards and have five touchdowns and less than 5 incompletions or
very true.
Some weird stat like that.
That's right.
Now, we all see the Atlanta Falcons are nothing that anybody is going to mistake for a good football team or a contender or even somebody that can win the division this season. So with that being said, yes, I think he had a hell of a game, Deshaun Watson. No question about it. Now, is it because Bill O'Brien is taking the shackles off, letting Deshaun Watson go and run the show? I just attribute that to just him ad-libbing the way he does because he's a great quarterback. Mm-hmm. We can all see that. And Atlanta having a porous defense, whether it's in the run game or the pass defense, I attribute that more to that and his greatness than Bill O'Brien actually saying, you know what, here's the keys to the car.
Well, don't misinterpret what I said now because I didn't say that.
You're making it seem like he's Bill Walsh.
No. I didn't say anything of that kind, Stamp. Now you sound like Landry. No, what I'm saying is I saw something different yesterday. I'm not in the huddle. I'm not in the meeting rooms. I can't put my finger on it. But that looked like Deshaun Watson did a little more. And it was given a little more leeway to make some either at the line of scrimmage. Look, Bill O'Brien, I call him, you know, the I got this guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's like the dad exactly that doesn't want help from his kids. I got this. That's what he. But everybody evolves a little bit.
Yes.
And he's been in it for 2.5 years, and he's seen that it hasn't always worked. I think there's just maybe a little bit of an understanding now and allowing Deshaun to do more.
It might be a little bit, and let's just go ahead and call it a little bit.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, I attribute that game more to Atlanta coming in extremely unprepared, their defense being porous, and Deshaun Watson being great. Mm-hmm. And Will Fuller due for a Will Fuller type of game. He had 3 touchdowns, should have had 4, and over 200 receiving yards.
Could have had 5, bro.
Could have had 5. So that's what I attribute that more to because – this is the same team that just 7 days before was stoned by Carolina because Carolina has a more sound defense. Carolina definitely has a better Mike linebacker and a Luke Kuechly. Mm-hmm. So I think that it's probably more of that than I would go with Bill O'Brien actually deciding to, after all of these years of being the head coach of the Houston Texans, allowing his quarterback to actually have some leeway and not being a control freak. But the beauty of it is because guess what? Mm-hmm. That was just Game 5 for the Houston Texans.
Right.
They have 11 more. So we'll be able to see going forward down the stretch if that was Bill O'Brien actually allowing Deshaun Watson to go ahead and actually make plays and just trust himself and let him go out there and be the great player he is, or if it was just a combination of greatness versus Atlanta's porous defense.
Former NFL cornerback Stanford Brout here on a Wednesday, Sports Radio 610. Well-spoken Wednesday, I must say. I got 2 observations here that I want to throw your way, Stanford, and I want to see how you dance with these. Number one, I have one fear heading into this game on Sunday. I fear, if we're talking about Bill O'Brien, the game plan, Deshaun Watson, all that, I fear that Bill O'Brien watched the Colts, and he's watching the tape, and he's watching what the Colts did to the Chiefs, where they went in there, and they basically made it a street fight. They basically went in there. Yeah. They ran it. They hit him in the mouth. They made it physical. They made it extra physical, and they were able to beat the Kansas City Chiefs, hand them their first loss. I fear Bill O'Brien's going to try to duplicate that, and I don't necessarily feel like Texans, with their deep receiving core, with their personnel, with how this team's built, I don't feel like that's an ideal strategy for the Houston Texans.
You don't feel like it's an ideal strategy because you don't think that the Texans are constructed like that?
Yeah, I don't think – I think they have a good offensive line. I think the Texans' offensive line is good. It's the first time I can say it. But I don't think they are just MMA ass kickers the run blocking. You saw the hat that those offensive linemen were wearing before the game. It said, run the damn ball.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Quentin Nelson handed those hats out. Jacoby Brissett's wearing it. Everybody's running. Run the damn ball. That's the Colts' identity. I don't think that's the Texans' identity. They can run the ball, but not like that. And I fear that they're going to try to mash it. They're going to try to fit a square peg into a circle.
Try to slow the game down.
Scares the hell out of
me. Try to make it a slugfest. Now, let me ask you this. Do you think the Texans have...
Now, I know where this is going.
Do you think the Texans have the personnel...
to go in a shootout.
And more importantly, the mental makeup to go in and play a shootout game and win?
I don't know if they do, but...
They do a quarterback.
Say that again?
They do it quarterback, and that goes a long way. That goes a long way.
They do a quarterback. No question.
I think the Texans, when they decide they're just going to fling it, I think they can go toe-to-toe with the Chiefs offensively. Now, can the defense stop them? I don't know. But I think it makes more sense than trying to make Carlos Hyde into Natron Means or something like that.
I remember Natron Means, man.
Number 20.
Great running back. San Diego Chargers. I think that I understand if the Texans try to employ that type of game plan against the Kansas City Chiefs, because we all know this is a copycat league.
Right.
And I think that also Bill O'Brien may be a little bit timid because of, okay, you know what? My secondary isn't exactly up to speed. They're not exactly up to par. So I can understand him trying to employ that game plan, that type of mindset. I also can understand the mindset of, you know what? We just got to go in here, and it's going to be a Big 12 football game. It's going to be a shootout. It's going to be 48-45, something like that, and we just got to be the team that has the ball last.
Yep.
That way we can go ahead and go down and score. So I can understand both logics.
Right.
I can. Now, I would be more of the mindset of probably playing the shootout game than the bully game, simply because I don't think the Houston Texans have that type of mentality on the offensive line to bully Frank Clark
and
all of those
you.
Guys up front. I'm not sure if Chris Jones is going to play. I know he got hurt Sunday night.
Is he out?
I think he's out.
I know Watkins didn't practice today. I'll search on Chris Jones.
I'm pretty sure Jones is out.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah, the Chiefs are probably one of the most beat-up teams in the league right now. So I can understand both mindsets. Mm-hmm. I would probably err on the side of, just put it in the hands of my quarterback. Let him do what he does. I saw what he did against Alabama twice in national championship games back-to-back. And at some point, just like what the Dallas Cowboys have to do with Dak Prescott, even though it didn't work on Sunday, at some point you have to truly see, okay,
let him go.
Exactly what is the true extent of greatness
let's see what we
within,
can do.
Within my quarterback.
But that's also
let go of the handlebars.
That brings us full circle. That's also allowing him a lot more rope.
Let go of the handlebars and let the kid ride the bike.
Yeah, you have to.
Let go of the handlebars. Let the kid ride down the neighborhood in the bike and sit
there
and watch with pride.
Take the training wheels off. You got to be a proud father and just sit back, and you got to let him go ahead and ride the bike or fall on his own volition.
There we go. Stanford route in the building.
Hold on.
Good
he
stuff.
Used myopic and volition in the same
he did.
Segment.
He's killing it.
That's why we call it well-spoken. Yeah,
and that's why I'm trying to get the hell out of here, because I don't even know what he's talking about. I'm going to have to look those up. I'm going to look up those two words. Spell them again for me.
I'm from Austin. Remember that, Ledger.
Yeah, so am I. Remember that. I was born there,
bro.
I was born there, bro.
What high school did you go to? You went to Highland Park High School.
Yeah, right.
You went to Highland Park High School.
Yeah,
Landry,
right.
You're not from Austin just because you
were
born there.
He's lying about that. I went to Grapevine High School. Highland Park is a ways away.
That's a precipitous fall.
That's a huge fall.
From Highland Park to Grapevine High School.
Huge difference, homie. Huge difference, homie. Highland Park don't
Landry,
want any of this Grapevine smoke.
Landry.
I can promise
Landry, the average,
you that.
The average SAT score at Grapevine was 1090. That was the average SAT score at your high school.
Yeah, we're smart. But you know that the SAT is different now, right? You know
yes,
that there's
now.
More points. There's
now.
More points now.
Now.
Yeah, it wasn't 1090 then. But if that
Landry,
were the average
that's
when
what
I was.
Was that's hey, what it was back when you hey, were in high school, know, Landry.
Oh, if it was?
Yes, it was 1090.
Well, sorry for those people because I was above that average, baby.
Exactly. See my point?
I was above
Landry,
that average, baby.
You went to a studious high school. You're not from Austin. You may have been born there. I give you that. But, Landry, you're not from Austin. So you can't claim that.
What is
you
this?
Can't claim it.
Is Stanford saying, is Stanford, yeah.
That, I'm what? Saying that me, I come from Austin, Texas. I'm well-spoken. That's all I'm saying. I'm going to let you guys go
I don't ahead. Even know what the hell you're just saying right there.
I really don't know either, man.
Yeah, what is going on right now? I hope y'all lose Friday. I was going to congratulate y'all on that one. I hope y'all lose on Friday.
See what I mean?
All right, let's throw this out there with Stanford Route, NFL cornerback in the building right now. Deshaun Watson, he ends up a Kansas City Chief, and Andy Reid is his head coach. What is Deshaun Watson's resume right now? We'll discuss that next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.